you told yourself, why I am coming to the bar. Remember, you told yourself to come to the bar because you personally want to get out, have a drink, relax, and enjoy the night alone. So, a man approaches you, and he tells him, first thing, the truth, what you really want there to go for. And you know what? That's the first step. Being able to admit to yourself first that you can trust yourself and tell yourself that you can do something. Being able to trust yourself means being able to admit the reasoning behind what you do with no shame at all. So, how do you build a trusting relationship? First step, trust yourself. How to trust ourselves? Look in the mirror. Tell yourself what it is that you see. How you look, what you wear, what you're doing, and why you're doing it. Have no shame at all in what you do, because you know what? If you do, you can formulate a trusting relationship. First, trust yourself, and then you'll be able to trust somebody else. So, after looking in the mirror and deciding that you can admit to yourself that you can trust yourself, the second most important thing when it comes to building a trusting relationship is knowing that you can trust someone else. Now, can you trust someone else? And there's two aspects to this. There's a mental aspect and a physical aspect. And they both when do you tell this person, and how do you tell this person? And that is what the next factor in building a trusting relationship is all about. The when. The timing. The timing is everything when you're building a trusting relationship. You don't have to throw everything into one basket all at once. There are certain things that you may want to take some time to admit, or some time to disclose to your partner. That's totally fine. If there's a question that your partner asks that you feel uncomfortable answering right now, at this point in your life, there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't feel comfortable answering that question right now. And it may seem odd to the person, but somebody that's worthwhile will understand there must be something there that she doesn't want to tell me yet, but when the time is right and when the person is ready, that person will admit to what it is that they're trying to say. And part of building a trusting relationship is being able to tell yourself that this person will tell you no matter what and no matter what time it is. You definitely want to put all the cards out at one table if there's too much of a lot going on. A lot of paths that maybe not the best idea to tell someone 1, 2, 3. It may come into it sometimes better. Sometimes I don't want to hear everything. They go over, grab their minds ahead, and formulate misconceptions. So the most important thing is to focus on the positive you want right now. If there happens to be a question that you really don't want to answer, or that you think is not the time, or you don't feel confident, yet, if you can't trust yourself to admit it to yourself, there's nothing wrong with saying, can I answer that a little later? I don't feel comfortable right now. And if he says, why, you have a perfectly valid answer. I don't feel comfortable answering it right now, but when the time is right, it's right. And it's very important when you want to get a trusting relationship to pay very close attention to reaction. Because sometimes telling people the truth can hurt. It can hurt to admit that you've done something in the past that may be looked upon as negative. But if your partner can listen in to you and hear you and respond with respect instead of anger, that just shows you that this person is more worthy of your time than someone who responds with, why not? Or what's wrong? Or, okay. yourself. Always trust who you are. Being able to admit